Yeah, well, Ryan, we're updated at our last MD to say that the public consultation would be happening soon. So we got notification yesterday that it will be now on the 16th or the 18th of August in Dunkinelly Community Centre. So that's welcome to get it that far, to say the least.
And the plans, if you could remind just a few of the things that are planned for around the school.
Yeah, well, there's change in lights there, and there's going to be traffic calming measures with some raised tables there. So, as you know, and it's been on your station and other station the last number of years, this has been a troubled black spot, very dangerous. A lot of near misses, children crossing the road, and the councillors before me have been all on trying to get this sorted. So it's a very welcome situation that something's finally happening on us.
And you mentioned there it has been a long-awaited project for funding and all sorts of issues. Do you think now at public consultation stage it should be a smoother run of things to get things started?
Yeah, well, we have been told that the money's there, and hopefully if everything goes ahead or it goes good in the public consultation, we'd hope to see it started before the year's end. But why I kind of went public with it, I want everybody to come and have a look at the plans for it. You know, it shouldn't be me or my fellow councillors that decide, you know, what's for the best of the people. You know, I want people to have their say on it, because what I think, somebody else will think different. So that's the day to come out and have your say on it. And, you know, this is going to be a big job, and hopefully for the betterment of everybody, because there's a lot of people travelling this road, and, you know, nobody wants to be driving a car and had somebody, or, you know, so it's going to be for the betterment of everybody. So I'm just urging as many people as possible to come out to the public consultation and have a look at this.